Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Mike Royko at his best talking about Chicago's game, 16-inch softball.
You got to do the same. You got to put your hand on the ball. We went to the finals last year. Guys who are obsessive sophomore players, they want a game. Every minute they want to play. They sit at home and they're known. They're softball junkies. It's known, you know, that Joe Glatz, a great player, if you can get him, he'll play for you any time. So you got a decent team. He won't play for a lousy team. There's no good softball player wants to play for a lousy team. But you call him and say, Joe, you got a game this afternoon? No. Hey, I can use a guy. I can use a guy in center field. Can you come out? Yeah, what time? There are guys like this who play 150 games a summer. Well, when you consider that, that's all a Major League Baseball player plays. And he doesn't do anything else. Well, this guy may be a baggage handler. He may work in a factory 8 hours a day. And he still will squeeze 150 games a summer in. Every day after work he will play. Because he loves it. He loves it. He loves that moment when the bat hits the ball and he gets the fast jump in center field and he's moving. And he leaps up and makes that over-the-shoulder catch. I mean, that's it. It's the fun. It's the fun of the game. If you work for, say, the Chicago Police Department, it's very easy to put together a great team. All cop teams are good teams because they're made up primarily of native-born Chicagoans who played softball, macho males, and it's easy to put out a good company team. If you play for a company like mine that has a very relatively small number of people, and a lot of them are Ivy Leaguers who aren't very good at softball because they don't want to hurt their hands, then it's very hard to put out a good softball team. So my team is not a pure Sun-Times team. No, I admit there are people on my team who may not work for the Sun-Times. I mean, a ringer is somebody you bring out, a special player you may pay for a money game. Well, we don't have guys like that. And my ringers are really, my best players are not ringers. The best player on my team is obviously me, and I'm not a ringer. But I do have a couple guys who don't earn all their income working for my team. The greatest team 5 years ago in America was a team called the Strikers. They were the defending national champions. They were the greatest team you ever saw. And so one weekend, the following year, their manager, who was also my chief ringer, called me and said, we need a pitcher this weekend. I said, who needs a pitcher? Hey, Sammy, get around. So I said, you need a pitcher? Me? He says, yeah. We're in a big tournament, important tournament. We got to have a pitcher. So I went out, and here I am, pitching for the Strikers against a super team. So they played nothing this super. These teams, the super teams all play super teams. And we won. We played another game in the afternoon. We won. Now we got to play in the evening. And I'm high. Ooh, I'm high. Because I'm not only pitching, but I'm hitting. I was 2-3 in both games. So we go out that night and we win again. Oh, man, now I did it. I did it. I pitched for the Strikers. Well, we went out and had a few drinks. Now my family's in Wisconsin. I have a summer home in Wisconsin. So now I got to go from the suburb to Wisconsin. I don't know how to get to Wisconsin, the suburb. So we have a few beers, and I take off to Wisconsin, and I get lost. And it's very easy to get lost in Wisconsin. Wisconsin all looks alike. So I'm driving around, and I see this sign that says Roadhouse. Pull in, go in, I want directions. While I'm there, I have a drink. I got my uniform on with a jacket over it. A Striker's uniform. World champion Strikers. So I got my jacket on. I go and have a drink. And I ask the guy for directions, give me directions. And like all Wisconsin rural roadhouses, everyone's there. You know, teenagers shooting pool, adults eating dinner, drunks drinking. And everybody goes to the saloons in Wisconsin, little town. So finally the bartender says to me, what have you been playing, softball? I said, no, I was walking around with spikes on my shoes, went fishing. I haven't played softball. He said, where do you play? Chicago. What do you play, 12-inch, 16? I said, 16-inch. He said, oh, we play 16-inch up here. I said, oh, really? I didn't know you played it. Yeah, we got a decent team. The Pell City Danons. Did you ever hear of us? I said, the Danons? Have I ever heard of the Danons? The Danons are the only non-Chicago team ever to finish in the top three in the Nationals. You have a super team. You finished third last year in the Nationals. You have a marvelous team. And he says, hey, he knows about our team. And everybody in the bar gets excited because a guy knows about their team. And they're all running up and saying, you know about our team, huh? You know, we got a great team. We finished third in the Nationals, blah, blah, blah. And they're all excited. And so we're all talking about how good the Danons are, and they're good. Because they have Chicagoans who go up there and play on their team. So, and the bartender, in a pause in the conversation, says, who do you play for? I said, who do I play for? Zip. The Strikers, national champion. And he goes, my God! He's a Striker! Because when they finished third, the Strikers finished first, and they got hysterical. People were running up to me and saying, he's a Striker. Oh, my God. He's a Striker. Let me shake your hand. Oh, you're a Striker. And people were running up. Give him a drink. He's a Striker. And it was I knew then. I knew then how it felt to be Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays. They were just, it blew their minds. But finally, this old geezer. The old geezer standing in the bar, and he looks over at me. He said, what the hell position do you play? I swear I don't play at all. I pitch occasionally.
The game really got started in Chicago
when I grew up. There was big league softball in Chicago. You had stadiums, your Windy City League. You go out and pay a dime to get in, see three games. But every neighborhood in the city played 16-inch softball. My father owned a saloon. My father sponsored the team. And this was big time. When you lived in a neighborhood where a guy sponsored a serious team, I mean, the kind of team that was where you'd say, we're going to play a Southside team. We're a Northside team, and we're playing a Southside team. And this is maybe 1941. And we're playing for 100 spots. Now, $100, $50 was a damn good salary in those days. $100, you were an executive. We're talking about like $1,000 today. And when the word would go out to the neighborhood, the Blue Sky Lounge team is playing the Purple Snakes from 63rd Street, a bunch of Lithuanians, then, you know how many people would come out for the game in the neighborhood? 2,000-3,000 people. And this was the biggest event of the month, maybe the year. This was a big deal. And Cal, you know, you run up now, pass the hat, collect money. What are you collecting money for? We're collecting money. And the guys throw nickels in and pennies in there. Well, what you collect money for is a drink afterwards. You never told people you collected money for. You know, they automatically, you know. That's the way America was 40 years ago. They throw the money in. And it's, you have this incredible game. Hopefully you would win it. I got to play on that team. Of course, my father owned it, but I was still good enough to make it. And it was the greatest thrill of my life, a kid, playing on my old man's saloon team. Because these were great ball players. We had a first baseman, Joe Gabrowski, who wound up as a played 14 years in the NBA, National Basketball Association. Elbows Joe. He's my father's first baseman. Never went to college. The reason he quit high school was my old man would serve him beer. He figured, why do I want to go to college? I can get beer right here.
When are you going to give it up?
Yeah. I'm going to play softball. Well, as long as I'm a manager, I'm going to play. Because I always write out the lineup. And I say, Royko, pitcher, batting, hit. And I think that what is eventually going to happen is I will be, I'll come up in a game where we're down by four runs. Now, three runs. We'll be down by three. That'll be the last half of the seventh inning. Two outs. The bases will be loaded. And I'll come up to the plate. And they're going to look at me and say, well, the old geese is up. So they'll come in a little. And I'm going to rip one over the left fielder's head. And I'm around third. And the winning run. And just as I approach home plate, I fall over dead right on the plate.
Or you wake up.
And they'll hold a wake right there. I came up against Andy Crane in the last half of the last inning when I pumped a home run. And I tell you, that the Pulitzer Prize didn't compare.
That was Mike Royko at his best talking softball. We'll be back in just after a short message, and then I'll sign off this edition of After Hours.